Catholic Radio Indy now presents Faith in Action, a program that looks at how everyday people put their faith into action in their everyday lives. Our program is underwritten in part by Franciscan St. Francis Health, providing faith-based integrated health care, a recipient of HealthGrade's 2015 America's 100 Best Hospitals Award, and by Marian University, a great Catholic university dedicated to providing students with excellence in teaching and learning in the Franciscan and liberal arts tradition, preparing transformative leaders for service to the world. And now, here's today's edition of Faith in Action. This is Faith in Action on Catholic Radio. I'm Jim Ganley. Our co-host is MJ Crowder.
Jim Ganley.
Wow. You know, we've been talking about our dinner for, well, it seems like a long time now, and it came and went and was a spectacular success.
It was. It really was.
Want to thank all of the volunteers. We had a lot of volunteers this year, and some of them, most all of them, really knocked themselves out, really. I want a little shout out to my wife, Sharon, who spent a lot of time here at the station
for somebody who
some people say is retired. she spent a lot of time here at the station and the day of and everything like that. So thank you to Sharon and all of the other workers as well. And there were a bunch of them. We could not, absolutely could not do it without you. So thank you very much. Thank you to all of the donors and auction participants and everybody that donated items for the auction and helped out with that as well. Great success. See you next year, but hopefully we'll see you before then.
On the phone with me, we have a special guest, Justin Fatica. Welcome, welcome, welcome.
Oh, welcome. Thank you so much for all you're doing, and I'm honored to be here. I'm pumped to be a part of your mission to awaken all the radio waves with the love of God.
You know, it's interesting. Justin is with, actually, it's called Hard as Nails Ministry. I love that name. I just love that name. It just, it evokes so many different pictures in my head. I'm thinking about hard as nails, not only hard as nails, but I'm thinking about nails on the cross. A Christ. You know, I wonder where the name came from, Justin.
Yeah, it came from in my first book. I've written five books. My newest book, You're Amazing with Dynamic Catholic, but my first book, Hard as Nails with Random House, I wrote in there that I talked about, it came from the Bible verse, Romans 5:8. But God proved that he loved us, that while we were still sinners, he sent Christ to die for us. The hardest thing to do in life there, MJ, the hardest thing to do in life is to love those that hurt you, love those that didn't want your love, like we've been there before, we didn't want Christ's love. And he says, I love you anyways. I love you no matter what. He did the hardest thing to do, the hardest nails message.
Amen.
And the other reason is that what we do is hard. We care for suffering souls. That's our mission, to train the world to suffer well. Because we believe that if in my book, You're Amazing, with Dynamic Catholic, my book, I share about if you live well, that doesn't mean you suffer well. But if you can learn to suffer well, then you can learn to live well. Because I meet a lot of people on the road, town to town. I've been speaking for over 10 years full-time and over 20 years part-time, town to town, bringing the gospel. And the people that I meet, a lot of them can live well, but that doesn't mean they suffer well. And we want to train people to be able to fight through as Our Lady did, as St. Isaac Jogues did, our patron, as St. Maria Goretti, all the great saints. They taught us to suffer well.
So, you know,
that's the gist of the name.
I can tell just from this little intro, you're making me tear up already. I can tell. Listeners, let me tell you something. There, Justin is actually going to be in town at the end of next week, September 27th. He's going to be at St. Susanna Parish for a day-long event. And it looks like, Justin, that I watched a bunch of your videos. I think they were on YouTube, or maybe they were even on your website. Everyone is amazing. The struggle bus, the amazing tour, bus tours.
Yeah, I
watched, and I thought you...
We saw our EWTN series. We have an EWTN series called You're Amazing. We're actually filming another series. We have 10 episodes, and we're doing another 8 episodes this year. That's our message. You're amazing. We want to let the whole world know.
Justin, usually toward the end of the program, we ask the guests to give us their website, but I want people to go to your website. I want them to see the videos that you have there that MJ was talking about. So give us your website, if you would.
It's simple. RememberYou'reAmazing.com. You can remember that. RememberYou'reAmazing.com.
You know,
we want the whole world to remember they're amazing, because Jesus didn't die for someone who's pathetic, for someone who's nothing. He died for someone who has a big heart, for somebody who's created to be kind, to be generous, to be loving. That's why he sent his son to die for us, because we are amazing.
You know, Justin, I know you have a story.
Yeah,
I know you do. And I know you have a little bit of history with Father Larry Richards. In your faith journey, and I know you've had a bit of a conversion of heart, and it started way back when. So I wonder if you could share with our listeners a little bit about your story and your journey.
Yeah, this is a long time ago, 22 years ago. You wouldn't believe that, but it is. And Father Larry Richards, for all of you to know him, you know, he always has the EWTN show. And has an amazing apostolate, Reason for Our Hope Foundation. He's one of my spiritual mentors. He's my spiritual father, actually. He was my 11th grade, Father Richards was my 11th grade religion teacher.
Oh, my goodness.
Yes. So I got him every day. Right? And to be honest, I couldn't stand him. But he drove me nuts. And I drove him nuts. If you read his book, he has some expletives that only a priest can talk about. he said he jacked me up, he grabbed me, he called me, he said, you're a beep beep, and he like went off of me and kicked me out of his classroom because I put my stocking feet up on his desk. And he said, get your feet off that desk now, Fatika. As a 17-year-old non-living faith person, I said, you say please, Father.
Oh.
He goes nuts, jacks me up like I deserved it. And I don't know, when I was jacked up in my book, I heard I had potential. That's what I heard. I was like, wow, this guy really thinks a lot of it. Get this fired up about it. So bottom line was, it was in that experience it started. I actually struggled with him because of what he did in front of me, in front of my peers, and I would talk junk about him. And then I ended up going through a cross. Like, we all have crosses. Each one of us is facing cross. And that's why we need the cross. And the cross I needed to give to Jesus Christ was, I thought I got a girl pregnant. I wasn't living my Catholic faith at the time. And Father Larry would challenge us on, surrender to Christ, and your life will be better. Surrender to Christ, and he'll take care of you. He loves you. But he also challenged us that no fornicator, no adulterer, no lust for a greedy person shall ever enter the kingdom of heaven. And he challenged us with that. I was convicted. I felt bad. Nobody knew that but me and God. I prayed each day, like, I hope this girl's not praying. Oh, man, this is going to be so tough. I remember it was like yesterday. Father Larry was asking, who would like to go on a retreat? Some of you might know what it's called. He's asking him to go on what's called tech, a tech retreat. A lot of people hosted in the Midwest as well. And I raised my hand, and he thought I was like busting his chops because I never wanted to get involved with my faith. Whenever he asked me to do things, I would, you know, be involved. And I go, Father, I want to go to the retreat. He goes, really? I go, yeah, I was being sincere. I went on that retreat in front of Adoration and Confession. I met Christ at the cross. I took my cross. I said three prayers. The first prayer I said was this. I said, Lord, if you get me through this, you know, it's one of those, you know, sinner's prayers.
Sure, sure.
Lord, you get me through this, I'll give you everything. What people didn't know about me was I'm an Italian kid. I'm a son of Little Italy. My My descendants built the Little Italy in my town. And we always were taught when you say something, you do it. That's why I always called myself a jerk, because it's like, you know, expectations, you know?
Right, sure, sure.
And I said to him, I'll give you everything if you get me through this. The second prayer I prayed out loud, I said, Jesus, you died for me. I want to die for you. As a young Italian boy, being a man of his word, I meant those prayers. I meant those prayers the same way I pray them today. I meant them at 17 years old. And the third prayer I prayed was what God put on my heart when I was listening. And I heard on my heart, Son, if you don't do this, who will? If you don't live for me, who will? Because I was looking at other people praying. They were sleeping. It was like kind of dreary. It didn't matter. It was a snowy day. And I cried. And that girl, it ended up being a scare. I ended up committing myself every day to go to pray. I'd skip lunch sometimes. There were only about four people at daily mass as a 17-year-old boy. I said, Father, we're going to pack this place. He goes, all right, go do it, son. Father Larry Childs. I ended up, you know, call it unfocused, call it whatever you want. I'm headlocking people into the chapel. We pack that chapel. Father's like, where are you getting them all? I go, a whole bunch of ways.
you keep your Italian promises, I tell you.
Father like son. That's the story there, and the rest is history, and I've dedicated myself to bringing the gospel ever since. My dream to bring the gospel, and I can't believe I get another day to do it. I'm not promised tomorrow, but I get today. I get right now to bring the gospel, and I'm honored that God would call me.
Well, we're going to talk a little bit more about your mission. Listeners, if you're just now tuning in, we're chatting with Justin Fatica, Hard as Nails Ministry. We need to take a break, and we'll be right back.
I just wanted to thank you for the blessing that we both just experienced through Christian Radio.
Catholic Radio Indy.
It made a connection like sometimes nothing else can.
Did you miss something in this show or just want to hear it again? Podcasts of this and all our other great local programs are available 24/7 at CatholicRadioIndy.org.
Welcome back to Faith in Action. Our guest today, Justin Fatica. He's on the phone with us. He is from the Hard as Nails Ministry. And actually, listeners, if you like what you're listening to, there is an opportunity coming at the end of next week, September 27th. Justin is actually going to be at St. Susanna Parish on the west side of town. They have all the information you'll need. He'll be there all day long. I watched a bunch of your talks. It appeared that they were high school retreats, or you may have even come.
Did you see the one where I read my children's book to the K to 5 years, fifth graders?
I did not see that one, but I saw.
That's pretty funny.
Well, tell us about that. I mean, what I saw is that I think maybe it was the first one where it's everyone is amazing, and you have a packed. I mean, I could totally identify with this because I've given talks before high schools before and grade schools. You've got a packed gymnasium, and you're calling out to these kids and saying, stand up if you have this. Stand up if you've experienced this. And slowly, one by one, it's very slow to begin with, you kind of call out things that these kids might be able to identify with, either depression or loneliness or rejection
suicide thoughts.
And slowly, you know, it's interesting because whoever was your camera person, it slowly pans around and you see the faces of these kids and you can almost see that they want to stand up, but they're afraid to. There's a lot of fear. And the more you talk and the more you kind of open your kimono to them, you are offering love, and slowly these kids stand up, and until you have everybody standing because you have covered them with the opportunity of love and forgiveness, and there's no judgment. I really, really powerful. I think it was the very first one. Everyone is amazing, and just beautiful, beautiful mission. Justin, I wonder if you could talk a little bit how you got started from you talked about your conversion story, basically conversion of heart with Larry Richards, and kept your promise, packed, you know, working for our Lord. But how did you turn that into then reaching out to kids, getting back to kids?
Yeah, well, most people start, like, doing it professionally when they're, like, 25, 30, 35.
Right, right.
I started right away. Like, people started asking, hey, can you come to my school? I'm 17 years old. Can you share your chastity story? And it started at that, a part of a program called Heart and Soul in my diocese. And my diocese would take me around with a team of people, and I'd just share my story. From there, I went to Seton Hall University, and we were part of a program that traveled the East Coast and shared the gospel from about 18 to 22, a program that I started with a friend of mine, 12 Apostles Program. And at 19 years old, I'm doing an event this year at St. Michael's in Union. I've been speaking there 20 years in a row.
Oh, my goodness.
Wow. Every year, I've never missed. They've had me there every single year. And the same thing that I got paid 20 years ago, they pay me now. And I wasn't even asking. I'm 19 years old. I wasn't even asking for money. It was weird to me. People were like, I give a talk. I'm like, well, here's a stipend. I'm like, why are you paying me? I
Well, Justin, it sounds like you spend a lot of time on the road, like you'll be doing here in Plainfield. What do you do when you're not out on the road preaching and getting people excited about their faith?
Well, I'm doing two things. I got five kids.
that's one.
That'll keep you busy.
So that takes up a lot of time. Yeah. You know? And my wife, she's a part of the apostolate, and we have we do a daily rosary together, but we also spent a lot of time serving our team. So we have 8 paid staff, and we have 14 missionaries.
Oh, my goodness.
Wow.
So we have a pretty large, over 20 involved with our apostolate. And so we train teams. Like right now, maybe one day we'll come to your area. But we train a team of missionaries and 4 paid staff that will go to one city for a year, and then I'll meet up with them. It's like the Billy Graham Crusade. It's called the You're Amazing Crusade. But the difference is it's Catholic. So you'll have 100 confessors at our main event with 4,400 people. Over half the people in attendance that we're training our staff and missionaries to get to the event, 4,400 people, over half of the event are non-practicing Catholic.
Wow.
It's a great gift to that area. We had Cardinal Dolan and the Archdiocese of New York City is all on board, and they're all excited that we're doing this for them. And next year we go to Connecticut, Bridgeport, and Bishop Frank Caggiano is bringing us in there.
Now, is your target audience youth, or when you go into these places, is it a community that you're reaching out to?
It's communities.
Oh.
And we've learned that over the years, as I'm sure you have, doing radio, that if you have youth as your focus, now our greatest gift is being able to reach youth. I mean, we're unbelievable at that because there's so many young adults involved with our apostles. But when you reach a young person, you want to make sure their dad is there.
Oh, sure.
You want to make sure their mom is there, especially these moments. Hey, have you ever felt like giving up on life at a time? Oh, the dad sees that, and now he can respond and be a dad to rescue his daughter and son, And they can be there and go, hey, I've been there too. Because you know what? Our apostolate isn't afraid of suffering. A lot of people in the church, as you know, they're afraid of suffering. But if you read the saints, what I do a lot, I spend an hour of prayer each day, like I did today, and I get up early, and I read the saints. And the saints always talked about their lack of fear of suffering. They would share it as like a badge of honor.
Yeah, sure.
They got to suffer for Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
So anyways, bottom line is we have a whole full-time apostolate that my wife and I are carrying out. Like this weekend we have a board retreat, and so when I'm back home, it's very busy, but we go out on the road, it's town to town.
And
city to city, just like the apostles and the disciples.
And Justin, if somebody listening would want you to come and speak to their parish or their high school or their grade school or college, how would they get in touch with you?
Yeah, go to rememberyouramazing.com. Call our office at 201-822-4871. We have these bus tours, and the great gift the bus give us is our greatest sacramental. We've had 2 bishops and 10 priests blessed already, so it's like triple the sacrament. But But basically, if they're sacramental, that basically we can help people who don't even have enough funds. That's what I love about it. There's places that bring us in that are scheduled a year ahead of time. But then we're scheduled to those places, and then we can stop and go to other places and help people out who, even if they don't have the funding. But guess what? They always end up finding you because they're like so impacted and they want to help and they want to get involved. So this is tremendous. So call us up. We'd love to. I'd love to get more involved with the Archdiocese of Indianapolis because I only hear great things about you.
Well, we've got something called NCYC, the National Catholic
Youth. Oh, yeah, I've spoken at it a few times.
Yeah, yeah, it's huge. It's so impacting for the kids because they walk in and they see 25 to 40,000 Catholic young kids. This is all 18 and under, 14 to 18-year-olds, and it's just incredible. It's an affirmation for our youth. Listeners, you're listening to Justin Fatica, Hard as Nails Ministry, and actually he's going to be in town September 27th at St. Susanna Parish for a day-long event. And all the details can be had by calling St. Susanna Parish. You know, I wanted to ask you, we only have a few minutes left. It goes so quickly. I love listening to you. I love your accent. You sound like an Italian. You sound like an Eastern Italian. I mean, from like old. I imagine your mother has, you know, black braided hair and she's fluffy and she fixes incredible pasta or something. I don't know. I'm just making that up. But let me ask you. So how do you reach kids? Because I think that, and I want to know what your biggest obstacle is when you run into and trying to get these kids to open up, because I think that our kids are, you know, everything is the iPhone or the iPads and to get them to turn that off, you know, and listen and be open to the possibilities of the Holy Spirit, that's quite a task. So how do you kind of soften them up so the Holy Spirit, so they're open to the idea of the Holy Spirit? How do you do that, Justin?
Well, if you come to our event at St. Susanna, we have a 25-foot blow-up screen. That's one thing.
Okay, like, there's a start.
Like, what is this? Holy cow, this is better than the iPhone. That's you know, like, the other thing we do is we're very active. We use a lot of state-of-the-art, you know, equipment, and that's helpful. But I can tell you why. Kids don't pick up their phones at our event. Rarely.
Okay.
And people go, how is that?
Yes, how is that?
It's because the young adults, the team that we have involved, myself, we are real. We want to share the real things we've been through, and we give them an opportunity to be involved with that, to connect with one another. And you know what? They always want to say, hey, C.S. Lewis says this. Just Lewis says, friendship is born when you say, you too, you've been through that too?
Yeah.
When they see that you've been through something, like we see Christ has been through something, it opens wide the door for the love of God to penetrate their heart and to penetrate our hearts. Because we can't be afraid to let our young people penetrate our hearts with the challenges they face so that we can be healed by them.
Yes.
We cannot be afraid to be open. And when they see that you're not afraid, you're courageous, guess what happens? They want to be courageous too. Yeah. They're like, this guy or this team's willing to be so passionate to put themselves out there for this message.
You know, I didn't want to interrupt.
Oh, no problem. You're fine.
I think we are all hungry for the truth, Justin.
Yeah.
And I think that there is a hunger, you know, as St. Augustine said, you know, our souls are restless until they rest in the Lord. And I do think that more than ever, our children, as we are also searching for the truth. And when they encounter someone like you, who is willing to be, as you said, courageous and open with their faith, I think they're attracted to that.
Let's give the date and time one more time. We're just about out of time here.
September 27th, St. Susanna Parish, in Plainfield. It's a day-long event. Call St. Susanna's.
And do check out the website and the YouTube videos. Do that, and you'll want to go to Plainfield that day. I guarantee it.
Amen. We've got about 30 seconds left. What would you like to leave our listeners with, Justin?
I'd like to let you know, like what I told the young lady at the grocery store today, is that what you've been through in your life matters. And God is so proud of you that you haven't given up out there, that you know that God loves you. And that he's going to get you through this. He'll never give you anything you can't handle. Fight through it and know that Christ fought through it. He'll fight with you.
Amen. Amen. God bless you. Justin Fatica, Hard as Nails Ministry, coming to St. Susanna Parish at the end of next week, September 27th. Call St. Susanna. Be a part of this. You won't regret it. God bless you, Justin. Thank you so much for being our guest.
Oh, God bless you all. God love your family.
Amen. Five is a good number, by the way. Five is a good number. I have five children, and
oh, you have five? So I do. Stop?
I do. Well, I say only five. I have only five. We yes, I'm past the age of having more right now, but our last one we had trouble, so we don't have any more. But five is a great number.
You would have laughed. I went to meet with our bishop.
Yeah.
He was a good friend of mine. He goes. Wow, you got another kid, I heard. Five kids, that's a lot of kids. I said, well, you're the one who told me to take the goalie out,
Oh, that's good. That's good. Take the goalie out.
Dying. He couldn't stop laughing. He went into his secretary, the priest, and the secretary's a friend of mine. He calls me on the phone. The bishop couldn't stop laughing that you told him about the
bell. That's a first. I haven't heard that before. We ran into an Amish man once who was counting my children as I was coming out of the chocolate factory in Hershey, Pennsylvania, and he was counting 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. And when I got up to him, he snagged my elbow and he said, 5 children. That's a good start. So think about that, Justin. It's a good start.
Thank you very much, Justin. Did a great job. It went really well. Hope the event in Plainfield there is a big success. I'm sure it will be.
It will be. God bless you. Okay, pray for us, and we'll pray for you.
You've been listening to Faith in Action, underwritten in part by Marian University and by Franciscan St. Francis Health. If you'd like to suggest a guest or a topic for a future program, call us at 317-870-8400 or email mj@catholicradioindy.org. And remember, you can hear or download this program or any Faith in Action program 24/7 at catholicradioindy.org. Just click on the Programming tab and select Podcasts.